a very interesting medrash in Parshas Mishpatim. I hope the quality of the sound is sufficient. I'm recording it while I'm driving to Philadelphia in a safe fashion. Obviously, it's on a mount on the car. In the middle of the Parsha Mishpatim, I don't have the sefer obviously in front of me. Hinei Malachi Yishlach Lefonecha, Hashem promises Moshe that he'll dispatch his angel. The Medrash sees this as a reference, a foreshadowing, a foreboding, shadowing to the Chet HaEgel, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal presence was replaced by the intermediary presence of an angel to lead them through the desert, in a way that Moshe was very disappointed about in Kitisa. And Moshe requests in Kitisa for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reinstate himself personally as the guide. Be that as it may, the Medrash has a very interesting read on Har Sinai. It plays off of the Pasuk in Tehillim, again, I think it's Pei Beis, and I don't have the sefer in front of me. Ani Amarti Elokim Atem Avnei Elyon Kochem. Hashem says, I called you that you're God and you're heavenly. Avnei Elyon Kochem Achein Ki Adam Temusun. It's a very intriguing couplet of Sukkim. On the one hand, it speaks to the immortality and the unlimited potential of man. Ani Amarti Elo Himatem of Nelion Kochem. That you are likened to God.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
I apologize, that's my GPS. And yet, Achen Ki Adam Temusun, you die like man. This Medrash in Mishpatim assumes that these two psukim in Tehillim are referring to pre- and post-Egel. After Har Sinai, when the Jewish people recited Naseh V'Nishma, they re-achieved eternal, immortal, celestial status of Elohim Atem and B'nei Elyon. And the debacle of the Egel restored them to mortality and reinstated the specter of death. And the Medrash, to support that, cites one position that V'amichtav charesu al haluchos, a pasuk in Kitisa, that the engraving on the luchos was charas, which means engraved or inscribed. According to one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, doesn't just mean that they achieved the potential for national utopia, and the Jewish people avoided the Egel and enacted the opportunity of the luchos, then they would have avoided exile, charas min hagalus. But according to one opinion, charos min hamavis, they would have achieved immortality. They would have been b'nei elyon, Elohim atem. Once they degraded themselves and said, Eilu Elohecha Yisrael, achein ki Adam temusun. They essentially mimicked Adam, who fell from immortality to mortality and death. This Medrash captures three very interesting and important ideas. Number one, that Har Sinai and Naseh V'Nishma changed the state of humanity. It wasn't just a religious moment, it was a turning point in the identity of human beings. And it had the potential to eliminate death and to refashion and reshape human experience. Number two, it was universal. Presumably, death would have been eliminated for all of mankind.
Police reported ahead.
Because it mimics or follows the drama of Adam. Adam is not a Jew. Adam is human being, Homo sapiens. So the Jewish people, through the power and potency of their Naseh V'Nishma, had the potential to change the quality of the human race, not just of the Jewish people. So it didn't just create a significant change, but a change that would have been felt universally. And finally, it reminds us that death is not built in to the human condition, and relatedly, the fall of man is not irreversible. and that immortality can be reachieved through Torah and mitzvot. And it's not a fall from grace, as many religious ideas, obviously foreign to Judaism, have implied, as if man had condemned himself to an eternal, flawed, death-ridden reality. But at certainly at a collective and historical level, this was a moment to achieve immortality, even without retaining or maintaining the Nasa v'Nishma of Har Sinai. On a personal level, people can achieve immortality through their own Nasa v'Nishma, not necessarily living on this earth for eternity, because that is only collective, but certainly to achieve the transcendence of Maves and to live beyond life on this earth. So it's an important medrash for three reasons. Number one, because it reminds us that Har Sinai represented an opportunity to change the very fabric of human experience. Chazal say that b'chol ha'am ro'im asakolos, no one was blind, no one was lame, no one was ill, everyone was healed. And it reminds us that Torah, and by definition, by embracing and inserting Torah into this world, the world itself becomes perfected, and all ills and all malaise and all human frailties are repaired. And it's not just a moment for Jews to repair their own experience, but Har Sinai is a moment to repair all of mankind. And finally, and most intriguingly, even death itself can be resolved.